Quatra. I wanted to thank the organizers for the explicit inclusion of youth and youth voices in this roundtable. I hope this is a practice that will continue to be institutionalized in all conversations around 2030 agenda. I wanted to start by asking a few questions. Who is setting the agenda? Who has access to decision-making? Who is being included? Who is being counted? Who is doing the implementation and who is being funded? Gender equality can only be achieved if we ensure that all people are included and have the power and opportunity to impact and drive action. We must create and design policy, standards, and action in a way that meets the needs and criteria of all people that exist in this world. We must also be norm critical in our approach. To ensure that policies, programs, and standards that are being set to achieve SDG 5 are not sexist, ableist, heteronormative, cisnormative, and apply to people of color, among others. This means taking into account the lived realities of all people, including women and girls from rural and non-urban areas, people who are gender non-conforming or non-binary, LGBTI persons, racial and ethnic minorities, and racial majorities like Black, Brown, and other people, Indigenous persons, persons living with disabilities, migrants, refugees, and others who are historically marginalized. Two, from a broader civil society perspective in trying to achieve the SDG 5, we need to remove all barriers, including those that impact public participation, activism, and civic rights, that impact the achievement of gender equality, and dismantle systems, systemic oppression that drive inequalities. Only if we provide a social environment where all people have equal opportunities to thrive and succeed and overcome inequalities will any sort of gender equality be achieved. We must also use inclusive language when drafting policies and standards, as well as ensure that the methods that we are using to do so are participatory and inclusive of all people, especially young people as well. We need to recognize that language matters, that we need to account for people who identify beyond the binary of men and women, as well as others who are often overlooked or excluded. The power of policies, programs, and standards are in their impact and applicability. If they are not applicable to those who are most affected by inequality, then they are in effect ineffective. We need data, and we need data that is representative. We need to collect disaggregated data and sensitize institutions that are collecting data to inform the standards that we are setting and the policies that are being designed to push gender equality. Data is not just about designing policies that are evidence-based, but also about tracking and measuring the achievement of gender equality, as well as the successes and the gaps. Lastly, we need funding. Young people, marginalized groups, as well as all of civil society are driving the work on gender equality. We are the ones that can reach hard-to-reach populations and are the experts in our own lives. Yet funding on gender equality is lacking, and funding that reaches the hands of civil society, especially those in the grassroots, is little to none. We need better budgeting on gender equality, and to ensure that civil society actors have the financial resources and opportunities to drive decision-making and lead